5767.
Refusing to get off the bus.
Alrighty, yeah, I just got an update from my manager, and basically we have to deal with the behavior of today until we hear something formal from your manager. So I would continue to roll. I'm trying to ignore him. If he's sitting in the back of the bus, you know, just don't make eye contact with him. If he gets up in your face and he starts arguing with you, then that would be reason for us to have you pulled over and a supervisor or police to come meet you. But if he's not doing any of that today, we can't put him off the bus.
Well, I'm sure you can imagine that I'm disappointed at what I feel are mixed messages, being told to do one thing and then being told to do another. At this point, we're tied up.
All right, I understand that you're tied up, but he is not doing anything currently, correct?
Yeah, aside from taking video with his phone and using a little bit of profanity, no.
Stand by. Alrighty. We've got a supervisor that's going to meet you en route, but I've got to have you roll. He can cuss, and he can take video, is what I'm being told. All he wants is not a violation. It's if he becomes threatening to you, that becomes an issue.
Let me just say before we continue that if this person is to get into my space and then tell me that my mom is his supervisor and she says hi, that's something that causes me a great deal of upset, and it's not something I feel comfortable driving the bus with. Is that clear?
That is clear, but has he said that to you today?
Nope, not today.
And policy is that if it has to be, in order for you to put him off of the bus, it has to be something that occurred today. We cannot go by past tense.
So I just let go of the past, and it doesn't even, like, have any reality as an experience, and we just deal with what's going on today.
I would bring that up with your manager. I mean, I sympathize with you and with what you're doing or how you're feeling, but I also have to go by TriMet policy. And TriMet policy does not authorize me to allow you to put that person off of the bus when he has not done any of these things today. If you get permission from your manager to not pick that person up, that manager has to have it in documented form, and it has to be passed on to the OCC managers so that they have something to back themselves up with when occasions like this happen.
I understand.